Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
White Vault, Goshawk.
Sorry, but we have to go.
I told you to leave! Leave!
You have to come with us. They'll kill you too. Please, Iffy. I don't know if I can protect Adele alone.
Stay quiet. S. If you come near me, I will kill you.
Give me the radio. Come on, we need to go. Thank you. for trying to save everyone. You said west, so how long do we go this way?
Hey, did you tell them? Iffy? Mika, what's going on?
Keep walking. I'll tell you.
They killed him, didn't they?
Yeah. The shot was over the radio.
Oh, no. They'll kill us, won't they?
I won't let them hurt you, Birdie. How's your foot?
Parts feel like static. Other parts hurt. Almost like a bird.
Good. Means all the tissue's still alive enough to recover, right?
Sure, I guess. How far are we going? When do we stop?
I don't know. When we get that far, Iffy will have to tell us.
She looks different.
That's what heartbreak looks like.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Any updates on my daughter's condition before I go to see her?
What? Yes, they should have... Mom, she woke up this morning.
What? Why didn't anyone tell... Why didn't anyone call me?
I'm sorry, Mom. The family members that arrived said they would call you.
Family? Who?
It was an aunt, an uncle, and a cousin. They had paperwork.
Of course they did.
Are they not family? Should I call security?
No, they are family. You can go back to the front desk. Cousin.
Dees, wonderful to see you again.
Dees, can you please tell your family that I need to get in to speak with Arna?
Mate, did Arna really wake up? How is she?
I saw her during the initial checkup after she awoke. The doctor said everything seems fine. I need to do a checkup on her again, but your family won't let me see her. If they delay me any longer, I will need to contact security.
We will let you back in, miss. Please, just give her a little more time to speak with Arna in private first.
Tryggve, what's going on? Who's in there?
Just Thora. Please.
My daughter. Move.
Mamma.
Arna mín, hvernig líður þér? Þér illt eitthvað staðar? Ó, hvað þessi lúfurt heila húfi?
Ég finn ekki til, mamma, í alvörinni.
Arna, this is one of your nurses. She has a few more questions for you.
I remember from before. Thanks again.
Of course. Everyone is glad to see you awake. I have to ask you a few questions again. Are you ready?
Yeah. But can I have some more water first?
Of course.
Okay, ready.
Good. All right, Arna, close your eyes. Open them again. Good. Do you see my pen? Follow the pen with your eyes. Good. Now can you push your hand up against mine? Now make a fist with your other hand. Good. All great so far.
Easiest test I've ever taken.
That's good to hear. Okay. Do you know where you are?
A hospital in Berlin. I'm sorry, I've forgotten the name. Alexander or something?
Or something. Okay, let's try another question. Your family is in the room. How are they related to you?
She's my mom, and these are my mom's cousins. but I call them my aunt and uncle, so he's Uncle Tryggvi and she's Aunt Thora.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Just a few more questions, then I'll take some numbers down. What's the last thing you remember from the time of the accident?
I was at the protest. We were still really quiet and weren't even marching yet. It was early and I had a coffee. It was really fast and there was a car coming and someone was in the sky. It was so fast. And my friend Clara was there and she was going to get hit. So I pushed her and jumped and my coffee got on Clara. That's it. I don't remember hitting the ground.
You'll have to talk with an officer later, and I know it can be difficult, but thank you. It doesn't seem like you present any ill effects from the impact.
Clara, how... is she okay? Clara Hegering, she's from here, from Berlin.
Yes, she was here to help you check in, and she came back to see you before your mother got here. She's fine. She was called back home. I'm sure you can understand how worried her family was and how much they wanted to see her.
Of course, thank you. I'll call her later.
Well, thank you, Anna. I'll be back again at least one more time to check on you and help with any discharge paperwork or questions. We're all very glad to see you awake and in good spirits. Don't strain yourself and get lots of rest, okay?
Yes, thanks again.
That applies to the family too. Don't bother her too much and let her get the rest she needs.
I will. You can be certain of that. Thank you, Matti. Hvað þið Þóra búin að vera að tala um?
Ha? Við vorum bara að tala um eðlilega hluti.
What?
Hún vildi bara að vissa um að vera að
She was asking about just normal stuff.
She wanted to be sure I was okay. She asked me if I'd been to the museum yet and she wanted to know how the trip to Greece was.
I was worried for her and happy to see she was safe.
Then why stop the nurse from getting in?
I wanted to have a private family conversation.
I'm here now. This is a family conversation. Do you have any more questions for my daughter?
Yes, I do. Arna, this friend of yours, Clara Hegering, how did you meet her?
She came to Reykjavik for a school trip like 3 years ago. We've been in contact since then.
And you visited her before?
Well, yeah. We took a family trip to Berlin 2 years ago, and I got to see her at the zoo.
We did. Her parents are good people.
I'm sure they are. We're just checking a few things. Now, Arna, did you see anything strange at the protest before the cars arrived?
Strange? I don't understand. What kind of strange? People were there with signs and costumes. One guy wore a big Earth Planet hat with crying eyes. Plenty of strange stuff.
Anything more upsetting come to mind? Or did you do anything to anyone? Did you hurt anyone or anything?
What? No. No, I didn't. What's going on? I was nearly hit by a car.
Thora, stop. May I speak to you? Both of you. Outside.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
I'll be right back, Arna. Get some rest. Arna has done nothing wrong. Stop interrogating her. You're a family. She's been hurt. What she needs is love and support, not constant accusations.
I'm sure she knows we're only...
Tryggvi, how are we to know she's merely a victim? Hulda, the whole family has worries.
Not for Arna. I worry for Arna. I worry for my daughter.
No, I have to worry about the whole family. As does Tryggvi, as does Hulda. You left before informing anyone. You tried to hide this.
Of course I did. Look what happened. This is exactly what I thought Hulda would do. Your daughters have never been hurt. Neither have mine. Not until now. You can't imagine the fear.
That's what I live every day.
I can imagine it because I must. If this can happen to Arna, it could happen to my girls.
How did you find out so quickly?
All the true daughters of Watts, you know this, yourself included.
Thankfully, our flights went well. We were only a few hours behind you.
Yes, apparently.
Dees, we are all worried. We are worried for Arna, of course we are, but we have to see further than that. You don't have to. You're her mother. Your heart should only be worried about her right now. It's only normal. But for us, we're one step removed, so we need to look at the bigger picture.
I know. But how did this happen? And why to my Arna?
We don't know yet, but we're trying to find out.
No true daughter, no true family has suffered in this way in... ever. Not us, not our family. Something is wrong.
I need to eat something, please.
I think we could take a break. I need something to eat too. My legs are shaking. Iffy, stop. We're gonna take a break. Iffy, we need your help. You need to be present. We don't know where to go. Please.
I just left him there. I should go back. I can't leave him out there. There are lynx and foxes. He can't stay out in the forest. They'll take him bit by bit. And I left him there.
We can still get out of this. All of us.
If I hadn't shown him, maybe he...
I can't change how you feel. I'm sorry. But we really need your help. Please, Iffy.
I'm really sorry about your friend. You were both trying to help as you were doing what you thought was right. I wish none of this had happened.
What we thought was right. What? Who do I tell? His mother? Brother?
How? If he was anything like you, I think he was probably a really good person.
Better. Better than me.
Here, there's half left.
Thanks.
If we can get out of this, we can make sure they pay for what they did. But to get out of this, we'll need your help. When we found your camp, took your stuff, it was just luck on our part. We'd be lost if we hadn't accidentally found you.
I know. I'm sorry. I know you're hungry. I am too. But we can't go back to the camp, so the only food we have is what's in my pack.
That's not a lot.
I can't hunt, but I know how to skin things. I would need a knife, though.
I have a knife, but I think the main issue will end up being the weather. We don't have enough to keep us safe once the weather gets worse. More snow, more wind, and a lot colder.
You said we could call for help.
Yeah, with Jean. Jean has... The satellite phone is with Jean, so...
Okay, but we have a radio.
We can check the channels, but this radio is meant for a shorter range communication. We use them to talk without getting shots, in case one of us found something... Or was bored.
So the one for calling back into a town is the one we don't have.
No. But we still have the opportunity to get there within a few days. How's your leg? Or your foot?
It hurts. Every step. But I'll keep walking.
I got feeling back thanks to you. It's really cold, and I think I have some bruises, but I can keep going. I'm hungry, though, and I'm running out of energy.
Same.
Yeah. How long have we been walking?
2 hours?
2 hours.
And we did pass over a brook, but this isn't... We should have... This isn't an exact spot. I recognize we don't usually come out this far, but I know the map. We need to keep going west, but we should break our pattern a bit just in case. We'll go south for an hour, then go west again.
But first, a break.
We have time for 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, yeah. Eat a bit and drink some of the water. Here, it's in my coat.
Oh, thank you.
If we take 10 minutes here, we'll just have to move a bit faster once we turn south. Once we walk, I'll take lead this time.
Are you doing okay?
Not in the least.
So, where are we? Where are we?
Aroostook County, Maine.
Maine? In the States?
Yeah.
Oh.
How?
I told you. We drove for days.
We're Canadian. From the Northwest Territories.
Damn. Then getting back to the border is a good idea. Here.
Thanks.
That's weird. Look at this.
It's a leaf.
Mika, look. Fine. Iffy, what's this?
Oh. I don't know. I would say the leaf got partially frozen or something.
But it's hard, like a fossil.
Oh, fossils only look like that if someone carved it out of the rock. Normally, they'd just be imprints.
What she said?
If it were ice, I could just break it.
Now, where to go, ladies? It feels like a waste to get your boy killed just for you to run off. Some crows gathering around before we left. Don't worry. We'll get you.
Shut up, fucker!
No, don't. Just turn it off. It's what he's hoping for.
Let's go. That was enough rest.
You sure you're okay to go?
Yeah, I'm more worried about your leg than mine.
Don't be. Let's get moving.
Sounds good to me.
Oh my God. It's been hours. The sun's coming up.
It won't stay up for long, and the snow is getting heavier.
It's only going to get worse. I don't know how much longer we can go. Between the cold, the visibility, and our lack of energy, we'll need to stop.
But if it's harder for us, it will be harder for them too. The heavier snowfall will hide our footprints even more, right?
See? That's some positive...
Stop. Do you see that?
What?
I can see pretty far. There's almost no underbrush here.
Forest fire damage can do that. And it can leave trees behind if it's fast enough.
Yeah, it can, but there's no burner smoke marks on the trees.
We're really not in a position to think about trees.
You're right. Just... I would have taken a photo if I had my camera.
you think we'll actually get home?
One of those bastards had a beer belly like a beach ball. They're not gonna catch up to us.
Yeah. Sorry.
Don't apologize. None of us owe anyone an apology. We're not the... Fuck. Right, Iffy? Iffy?
Just, keep walking.
Yeah.
Look!
What? More trees?
Buildings.
Buildings?
What do we do? Do you think someone here can help us?
I don't think anyone's here. It looks abandoned.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Probably a ghost town. Tons of towns up this way just stopped after much of the mining and ice harvesting business left Maine. They just weren't needed anymore.
Would it be too dangerous to stop here? I mean, would they find us easier if we stayed in one of the buildings during the storm? It could be our best chance to stay warm.
We found it on accident, and it wasn't easy. I need to check my leg soon. But I can do it out here if we don't want to go into a building.
Snow, cold, wind, tired. Without a tent, this is our best chance. And the buildings look old enough to burn.
What?
Not to just set them on fire, but for harvesting old boards or furniture from inside to build a fire.
We're in a forest.
But this wood is too wet. Iffy's saying the interior wood because it's most likely a lot drier.
Oh. So we're going into a building.
I think we need to.
How about... that one? Still has some of its windows.
All right.
What's this?
Wait, don't... touch it.
They couldn't have heard that, right? It wasn't too loud.
Goshawk. Goshawk.
It was probably the town name. A goshawk's a raptor bird, like a normal hawk or eagle.
I know. We have them up in the Northwest Territories, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Remember that hawk we saw eating that pigeon on the side of the road on the way home from Timmy's? Well, that was a one.
What was that?
Don't look at me.
Me? No, I don't know. Just stay alert and stay together. We don't know what's here.
It doesn't look like this place has been touched in decades.
That's just the new snow. It'll cover any evidence of recent movement. So please don't act suddenly and stay alert for animals. They sometimes use old buildings for dens, and it's best we don't disturb them.
I'm ready for a nap and a warm blanket.
Aren't we all? So, you were saying we could maybe burn the wood inside. Is it safe to build a fire?
If the wood doesn't smoke too much and we blot out the windows, we could certainly try. Looks like a little hook lock.
I can go in a window if we get one open.
Just give me a sec. Got it. Go on in.
Adele, watch where you step, okay? The floor might break.
I don't see a fireplace, but we can make a fire in that bucket. It won't be large, but it's better than nothing.
There's a hole in the ceiling for smoke.
Oh, okay. I hate to leave you with the work, but I need to check my leg. I don't think I can... should wait any longer.
Let me help you.
I have some fire starters, so just focus on your injuries for now.
Walking on this?
Yep. Oh, shit. Yeah, it looks how it feels. Damn.
Iffy, can you look at this? Is it broken?
That... Wow. You're really resilient to walk around on that. Adele, take these, start a fire in that bucket. You can burn those papers and dried leaves first. Add some of the broken furniture when it's started. I'll look at your sister's leg.
Yeah, okay. What is that? That's what we heard before, right?
Yeah, still no idea. Mika, I'm gonna apply some pressure on parts of your leg and foot in different directions. I'm sorry, it's going to hurt. There's a lot of bruising and swelling, and it's hard to tell what's wrong. I can make a few guesses, but I'm not a doctor. Ready?
Yeah, go.
How does this feel?
Uncomfortable. Not really painful.
And here?
Sore, like a bruise.
Okay. Can you press against my hand?
No. That hurts.
And if I press like this?
Oh, pain. A lot.
I don't think it's broken. It would hurt a lot worse, but you might have a fracture in your tibia or fibula and a few fractures of the bones in your feet. And a lot of bruising on top of it all. How do you get these?
I was trying. Well, I did break us out of that gross trailer. But I had to throw all my weight at the door several times before it broke.
It was good you did. Can I ask why you were kidnapped? If you happen to know?
Because stupid-ass men are stupid. Never satisfied with what they have. Sins of the selfish ruining the lives of others.
What Adele is trying to say is that our family holds land rights, too. Did we lock the door?
No, hide.
Hello?
Wait! Oh, what the?
Don't move.
What the? Stop it! Yellow!
Hey, stop! Stop him, Harry!
Who are you?
Jason, who the fuck are you?
The White Vault, Goshawk. Written and created by K.A. Stats. Co-created, produced, and directed by Travis Fengroff. With script editing by W.K. Stats. Associate producer Shion Francois. Edited with sound design, music, and mixing by Dane Leonardson. And executive producers Carol Vengroff, Michael Villegas, Dennis Greenhill, and AJ Punkin. Starring Lauren Tucker, Hildur Magnusdottir, Marcy Edwards, Denise Halfyard, Dane Leonardson, Kristin Alti Hemison, Clara Skipek, Jonathan Sims, Hrafnildr Oradottir, Melkorkra Oskarsdottir, and Shion Francois. For access to bonus episodes, ad-free episodes, and bonus seasons like Artifact, Imperial, Iluka, and Echoes, visit patreon.com/foolandscholar and support this show and its creators. This is a Fool and Scholar production. Thank you for listening.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.